Trump. Do it.
He's better at Trump.
Do it.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool.
Brought to you and powered by that way. What I miss?
You said it.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
I got in my head. All right.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool. Watch this ad or listen. I don't care.
Or listen.
Or listen. I don't care. They'll say, they'll sit there. They'll wonder. They'll say, I don't want to listen. But I say you will. And because after you watch this.
Because it's a truly great ad. Truly great.
Who are you impersonating?
This is Steve Martin.
Oh, that was dead on.
It's pretty good, dude.
That was dead on. Want
to see my Denzel?
Yeah.
My fellow Americans.
Wow.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, that was really good.
I don't know if you should do that accent, though.
You want to see a really crazy accent?
Let's see.
Stop what you're doing. And if you're watching this on YouTube, go like the video and subscribe to your YouTube channel right now. And if you're on Spotify, go start following us on Spotify and give us 5 stars. And if you're on Apple, go give us 5 stars and leave a review and then continue. Ouch. Just throw a Swedish fish. Stop. Finish it. Finish the app. Okay, stop. This is so dangerous doing it right here on this cliff. I could fall and I could die. Okay. Go to sundaycool.com where we do custom shirts and stuff.
Ew. Gross. Ew.
Wait a second.
Got on my leg. There's residue.
How are you in the office and I'm standing in space? I thought before I was on a cliff.
Space.
This is weird. I don't even know what to do. Okay.
What's it like having a 9-year-old girl?
It's so fun. I literally just had one of the best moments ever with her last night.
What happened?
Woo!
Woo! Spicy. Oh, should I try?
Wow!
Is it that good? Is first form really that good?
No.
I should try.
It's the best.
Yay!
Wow.
Wow, I feel so happy.
I do declare, sir, that this first form was running through my blood veins like a horse on a track.
Could have came up with a better analogy. If you're doing a Southern, someone's
Kentucky
doing,
Derby.
I know. Track on a Tuesday. See, that you just add like just another adjective or like another word or another place or a time.
I'll do it the way I want to do it.
Horse on the track on Tuesday. See, that sounds better, right?
No. It actually sounds worse because they never do the Kentucky Derby on Tuesdays.
It's true. I forgot about that. I'm not a big Kentucky Derby guy like you.
You're not?
Nope.
Oh,
I know.
I live for horse racing.
Contrary to popular belief, I'm not into horse racing.
Oh, there she is on her phone.
Texting her boyfriend.
Right back at it.
Literally, when we start, you pick up your phone.
Headphones on, red lights all around. Cool.
I was on the phone. You guys were talking about something that didn't involve me.
It doesn't. This is the podcast.
Imagine doing that at a dinner table. Sorry, you guys weren't talking about anything that interests me, so I just got on my phone.
You guys were just doing your little work wife stuff.
We were, weren't we?
Yeah.
When I guess just kiss or something.
I don't know. It'd be weird, right?
Again?
It'd be weird.
More?
Right?
Yeah, it'd be strange. It'd be crazy. It'd be crazy. We kiss right now. It'd be nuts, right?
Be disrespectful.
Like, your wife's right there, but like, people probably love it online.
Ew.
I mean, I'll do it for the pot, I guess. If that's where you're, if you guys are twisting my arm. I mean, I'm kidding. I would never.
No more joking about kissing boys.
Sorry. It's early. You know how I get.
You know how I get on these days. I just ramble and
sometimes,
ramble.
Sometimes you just wake up and you're like, man, I want to French kiss my boss today, you know? And if you haven't felt that way, you're lying, you know?
Yeah.
Of course.
Guess what? We missed our 4th of July episode.
I know. We're so unpatriotic.
Hey, happy 4th of July last week, guys.
I hope you guys
see, we're filming ahead just for scenarios of like if one of us gets sick or something because we are caught with a
virus.
We're caught in with our pants down.
What?
I don't know. How do you say it?
Were you caught with your pants down?
Yes.
That's what you went to court for.
I did. The other week, and we got behind. And so now we're trying to get ahead.
So we're planning ahead.
But we're forgetting things like the 4th of July.
Which is a very significant holiday to us.
To us.
And our forefathers, like Guy Fieri.
Denzel Washington.
Henry Ford. That would be a great Mount Rushmore. Just Guy Fieri, Denzel Washington, Henry Ford. Who's the fourth? Who's the fourth person? Who's the person to complete that complete package?
Fred Armisen.
Nice.
That'd be so random.
You want a song?
Yep.
I hope we. Yep.
Yep. If it's not good, bad things are gonna happen.
Really bad things.
World War III might happen if we don't nail this song. Whoa. A rock.
Rock and roll, baby.
Hey, thank you, Wisconsin. Really? That's what Led Zeppelin sounds like to us. It's like Scooby-Doo behind the
mic. Like rock and roll, Scooby.
Okay.
Sounds like a radio show.
That would be so fun.
All right. Here we go.
It was 1969, greatest lie of all mankind. Turned on RTV just to be deceived. One step for all mankind, one lie we lose our minds.
Giant
leap, what he said. One hoax is what we're fed. These lunar lies are killing me. NASA, you robbed us of our history. So we look up with our eyes. What looks down is lunar lies. Now moon dust settles, sitting on a movie stage. Long scripted tale, told for the new age. Now these bright and shining stars, they've been veiled in so much doubt. We don't sit and shut our mouths, all we do is scream and shout. These lunar lies are killing me. NASA, you robbed us of our history. So when we look up with our eyes, what looks down is nothing but lunar lies. So welcome back to the show. Ninjas are butterflies, we are ready to go. Sit on back, have a good time. 'Cause this last line is going to rhyme.
Yeah! That was awesome!
Hey, peace for humanity!
Peace!
We did it! Everyone's free!
That was hard! That was hard!
That was really good!
We had 20 minutes. My palms are sweating!
Knees weak, arms are heavy, vomit on a sweater already.
It's Frank Sinatra version. Knees weak, arms are heavy.
Knees weak, arms are heavy.
There's vomit on a sweater already. Mom spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but no words come out. I can't go on further than that.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
What the crowd thing? There's some applause. Andrew, if you edit in some applause later on in post, that'd be great.
Speaking of post, everyone be quiet.
Post Malone? Sorry. I
post a note?
Hey, stop. Guys, this is not a time to...
Post office?
Stop.
Sorry. Just trying to think of one.
Ugh, gosh. I am...
Post-apocalypse?
Lily? Do one more. Do one more. See what happens.
Fence post.
No, 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 no. Listen. Okay. Zip it. Okay. This is. You guys are laughing. Andrew, I'm gonna lose it. I'm about to literally pull the plug on this thing.
Let's be serious. I'm sorry. Let's be serious. Everyone, listen, Josh. No talking. Okay, I'm done.
This question, you guys, it's a real difficult question to answer because I know a lot of people think certain ways and other people think different ways, and this question regards both of them.
I'm listening.
So today's question, sent in by a viewer, should they go back where they came from?
Whoa.
Should they go back where they came from?
That is a heavy topic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Should they go back to where they came from?
Do we want Lily to answer first?
Yeah, I think Lily should answer first.
That's not a
should
question.
They go back to where they came from?
Should they go back?
I will not answer that
question. It's a yes or no. It's a yes or no.
I do not know who they are.
It's a yes or no.
Lily, this podcast can't go on unless you answer.
Who they is.
Is it really that hard to say yes or no?
It's a yes or no.
I'm not answering it.
You have to answer it, Lil. What do you think we're doing here?
Who's they?
Just answer the question, Lil.
All of humanity is tuned in right now to see what you're going to say about this topic.
It's a yes or no.
I'm going to say the safest route is no.
No, they should not go back to where they came from.
That's what she said.
And of course, Lily, what we're referring to is the sea turtle migration, to where once they're birthed and they swim out to sea for years and years at a time, and they come back to where they came from so that they can continue the population of sea turtles. And we're also referring to children that go missing. So basically what you're saying is that children that go missing should not return to where they came from, which is their homes, their loving homes with their loving parents. And these sea turtles shouldn't come back to the beaches where they're born, to where they can procreate and make more and more sea turtles. So if I'm getting this right, Andy.
Seems like you're putting all the pieces together, but go.
Lily hates all sea animals and apparently wants children to be lost forever.
Absolutely. That's exactly what she said.
This is so disappointing.
Dang.
Welcome to the show.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
has empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Ha! Ninjas are dead!
Think about the ecosystem.
Think about that.
Let's put the missing children aside for a second, because obviously you would. But the fact that you're not willing to take care of the ecosystem like that, and just like so willy nilly, just kind of like throw it off. It's crazy.
That's ecosystem.
Echo.
Yeah.
You see that? There's a guy on TikTok. He was like, if you were hanging out with one of your bros, but one of your bros was a bat, and this guy just walks into the room, and it's just two guys sitting on a couch, and only one guy walks into the room and goes, he's like, oh, yo, Jeremy, Kyle, what's up? Couldn't see him until he yelled.
Oh,
so good.
Echolocation, baby.
I wish we talked like, I wish we did that.
Echolocation?
That'd be so freaking funny. And as soon as you enter the house, you just scream. Where's mom?
Yeah, how are we doing, everyone?
Very, very good.
I'm going to try the echolocation at Disney World tomorrow.
What's that?
My daughter's birthday is tomorrow, and we're going to Disney World, and we're going to try the echolocation. I'm going to scream. if I can't find my child, if she goes missing at any point, just start screaming.
At first, I knew what you were talking about, yeah. And then she said, what's that? So I'm like, oh, is that a ride, a new ride?
Yeah, I'm going to try the echolocation.
It's not a new ride. It's just a thing some animals do.
It could be a ride.
Apparently, Andy.
And Andy.
Yes, me
and,
as well.
And sonar.
And some of the whales do it, right?
From yeah, those are animals. Dory? Those are animals.
What did you say?
I said animals.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
No.
I don't know what you said.
I said animals.
Yeah.
And then sonar.
Sonar, that's what you said.
Those are animals.
Yeah, I thought you were like, wait a minute. That's not a sonar.
Oh, what's new, everyone?
We're watching Bridgerton and you like it.
What? It's pretty fun. I would say I love making... Don't lie. You watch it too.
No, I don't. It's a thing. Paige only watches it when I leave the house because I'm like over it.
I make fun of it the whole time.
Yeah, we both do. It really is.
Just... You love it. You love it.
Yeah, so what?
Yeah, so what? I like Bridgerton, okay?
Paige is trying to get Bridgerton. Me to go. It's the Lakeside Inn does a Bridgerton ball like twice a year.
Joshua.
She was like, she said we should all go in character. I said, if we take Andy and Josh, Andy's showing up as like waitstaff for a peasant to troll the event, guaranteed.
Yeah. I will come in there and accuse the king of like some horrible travesty.
It's a queen. So.
Yeah, it's a queen. So you obviously know nothing about Bridgerton.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't.
You're ignorant.
I'm glad I
You're
don't.
You're ignorant.
It is.
I found out one of my favorite like mentors, like, watched Vampire Diaries. It literally almost ruined it for me. It almost like, I almost want to be like, I don't know if I want to learn anything from you. Everything I'm ever learned from you, I'm just erasing now because it's all tainted.
Chris Smith?
It's right around the corner.
The guy that runs facilities here at Sunday Cool.
Yeah.
He had heart surgery and his heart surgeon is the father of Caroline from the Vampire Diaries.
Okay. I don't know who Caroline is, but that's pretty cool.
It
is kind of funny whenever you see like big celebrity people like they just have normal parents that just like have everyday jobs.
Like, that's probably all of them.
Yeah, probably.
It's like my parents.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they feel that.
Big celebrity. Same way.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
It's probably what my dad feels like too, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah!
Look at my boy.
What, he's if, a we celebrity.
What if we find out that he like is always like, oh, my son is Andy Dinoon from Ninjas or Butterflies?
What if he's the biggest fan?
What if he like uses the bragging rights but didn't raise you?
I'm okay with that.
Are you?
Get clout where you can, baby. You know, like you just listen, pops, take all of it.
Yeah,
spread it around.
Spread it around, baby.
My dad's just a clout chaser.
I've had to sneeze for like 2 minutes now.
Do so. It.
Just keep talking.
Are you getting sick?
No. It's gone. Dang it.
Why'd you mention it? We would have just kept talking.
As soon as you say keep talking, my brain goes, oh no, words. What?
What the words? Speaking of words.
Wordle.
Wah, wah, wah. Have you ever heard of a biocomputer?
A biocomputer. A biocomputer.
They have successfully created a biocomputer.
It's like an all-natural computer?
That is a computer that runs off of lab-grown human brain.
What? What? Okay, so lab-grown human brain is an oxymoron, though.
No, they take the cells from the human brain, and then they grow it to where they can run this AI computer off of it.
Okay.
Grow it.
So you're keeping a brain alive?
Yes.
And then you're doing surgery on this brain or implanting this brain.
It's probably just a biopsy.
I forget what it's called. It's some sort of like a cell something. It's usually done for like medical research of like how cells interact, but they are growing. I think they successfully have grown 17 brains or something.
Oh my gosh. Like
they're not full brains. Excuse me.
A brain farm.
It's a company called Final Spark. And the whole point of this is because that they're expecting or predicting that the power that's going to be needed to power AI computers by the year 2030 will be 3.5% of the worldwide energy, which is a massive amount. They said that's equivalent to all of Germany, like the power that they use.
Yeah.
And we're just talking about AI computers. So they're trying to think of a energy source to where it doesn't require so much energy. And the human brain, they said the energy that the human brain uses to power these computers is a million times less than like our electricity. So it's like, and it's just very efficient.
Yeah.
And what's creepy is that they grow these human brains.
As you do.
And they literally have it in a device to where they give it water and food to keep it alive.
Food? With what mouth?
Just defeating the brain cells.
I mean, the brain is fed by blood.
I just imagine it's filled with just a tank full of water and they're just fish fooding it every day. They just...
but it only lives for 100 days. And then it dies and then they use another one.
The most horrifying thing I've ever heard in my life.
For now.
Literally, what they're doing with this is the plot of The Matrix.
Yeah.
Where they use humans as batteries to power the AI.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think of that. So it's literally like,
and that's what we're doing now in the freaking test, the Final Spark biocomputer. Ah!
The what computer?
The bio computer.
Yeah. So like that, they're literally using human brains to make energy.
Yes.
That's the long-term plan.
To power these computers.
Are they generating energy or yes. are they just the more efficient?
They're generating the energy. They're only using it as an energy source.
How does that work? The brain consumes energy.
This brain gives off energy. Do you have gut energy or bad energy?
But it consumes and puts out.
The brain?
Yeah. Yeah, look at it. My brain
consumes and puts out.
My brain did that.
That was bad.
That was energy.
Was it?
Bad energy.
What else can you do? Wow, that was a lot.
That was energy.
Yeah.
Energy.
I mean, maybe not energy, but also, I don't know the word, but like just the signals, like it's sending out like active. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's so scary. So like schools could be ran off of brains
yes.
in 10, 20 years.
Okay, yeah. I have a question. Is it only human brains that are able to accomplish this or also animal brains?
I'm not sure. They said human brain.
That'd be interesting.
Because that would be kind of how like the Lord distinguished animal
like
and man.
Just a dolphin. Dolphin running my computer. It's like, look at all the search history. Who's looking up all these dolphins and all this water aquatico stuff on my computer? Like, dolphin's like, I have no idea.
I don't know.
I have no idea. Just fish pictures.
That's not me.
That's the most horrifying thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
What do you mean they're feeding these brains?
That's what the thing, the art or the
whatever nutrients
said.
It might need, right?
Yeah. Like just
whatever,
to stay alive.
Yeah. Golly, dude. Imagine like in high school, you know how they give you like sometimes an egg or a baby to take care of for like a week?
Take care of a human brain for a beginning school project?
At the beginning of the year, they're going to give you a laptop and they're going to give you a human brain in a jar and you got to take care of that all year long.
Take care of it.
That's your energy. That's how your laptop runs.
They're growing.
Dude.
Brains.
You never charge your laptop ever again. I want my car running off
just
my brain.
Pouring some first form into the thing.
First thing in the morning. I'll pop your hood. There's just a brain.
That's called high speed internet, baby.
Brain power. Dude, what if cars ran off not horsepower, but brain power?
Oh.
You pop the hood and there's just like 12 brains just running it.
How funny is it that we call it horsepower?
Why is it called horsepower? Because they started
a horse.
With, yeah. Wow. So like literally the comparison was from a horse and buggy, basically like.
Yeah.
Well, Think about like the early days of marketing it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you used to have one horse that was pulling your buggy and it's like.
But now this is equivalent to 20 horses.
Yeah.
And we haven't got past that.
But if your wealth was like the 3 horses you owned, to say this is 5 horsepower was like. Oh.
Whoa. You mean I can kill my horses now? Because I no longer need them because I have 5 of them in this machine?
Can I take the brains? I have an idea.
Dude, I don't know where I was going with that.
Speaking of horses, I want someone to explain to me why, if ever, they were actually used for glue.
The hooves?
Is that all it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
The hooves.
Hooves. It's like pigs that are used for makeup
and
lipstick.
Jelly or gelatin.
Yum.
Gelatin's from hooves, though.
Do you
right?
Know,
yeah.
Do you
yeah.
know some...
I think.
The if you get a piece of giant squid that's been puked up by a whale, it's worth more than gold by its weight because they use it for lady perfume.
Ooh.
Fun just fact. Just falling around a bunch of just...
Oh, darling, you do whales. Smell like rotten whale squid. How delectable.
Please take me to be your husband. I can't take this fragrance any longer.
Also, speaking of AI... We were talking about it before.
Thank you for giving me that.
There's this company that's proposing this idea of using AI for prison sentence. And basically what it would do is you'd be hooked up to this contraption and the AI would force memories into your head to where your prison sentence, like say if you had to go to prison for 10 years, you'd only have to stay in this thing for like a couple minutes. But what it does is implant memories to where you come out a better person.
Yeah. So what the prisoner does is they have access that when they say, okay, you can actually serve your sentence in prison, or you have this option to go underneath, like, you know, with this implementation or whatever they do. But they get scanned and they get all like their pathways like on a map and everything. And they scan it all out and then they literally sit down inside this machine and they implant artificial memories and artificial trauma, artificial therapy, all AI generated.
What?
Literally within minutes, spans of years. So they're experiencing real life time in their mind. Like it's lasting years.
Dude, that
it only takes minutes.
They're playing sovereign is what they're doing. But yeah. Tell me this, if you had a sentence, like, I think they're like ethical problems all over the place with that. But if given the option of like 20 years or 20 minutes, do you take that deal?
I mean, but yeah, but you don't know how you're going to come out on the other side. You don't know if you're going to become scrambled, how you're going to react to those. Cause so that, but, yeah, you have those in your brain, but how do you react? You don't know. You can't control how you react to those traumas.
But what is 20 years of prison going to do to you?
Yeah. I mean, but that's it's a gamble.
I know.
Which it's a gamble either way.
Which one do you take?
I'm taking the artificial memory. Just because I'm always going to be the guinea pig. It is crazy.
If you took the artificial memories, I would hope that I would be on staff to give you memories.
And then
I would make his memory seem like he was George Washington. You guys remember when I crossed the Delaware?
But like it slowly happened. So it's like I slowly realized I became George Washington, so I truly believed it.
That would be fun.
Man, yeah, and then he comes out and he's like, man, I did all of these amazing things for our country. I don't want to commit crimes anymore. That's what they're saying.
He comes out the most ethical, like moral person ever. Ends up winning some sort of like political office.
Nobel Peace Prize. I've literally become the president.
That is so freaky. How are we there? That's my question.
We're not there. It's a proposed.
Oh, I see.
I mean, it can't be far off though. Like with all this stuff that they're implanting within actual brains and stuff, like memories, all those. But apparently like it's different with each ranking of what you did, like the severity of your crime and stuff. And so like if you're, a very violent person, it's going to, melt to whatever they're going to make that mold to literally fit exactly what you're going through and like how it's going to knock you out of it.
We know so little about human psychology. How can someone create memories and implant them in someone expecting a particular outcome that is positive?
So I think we don't know about a lot about human psychology, but the CIA, I mean, you think about MK Ultra, they started that in the 70s, right?
60s, yeah. 60s? With the Mindhunter and stuff.
And it's like, you know, they've probably advanced even further than that with understanding the human psyche, especially with like propaganda and like.
I suppose that it's going to be, it's being offered as like a service of sorts, right? Like we could implant these memories and you'll come out hopefully a better person. But the common man just got insurance to cover psychology and like visits to a therapist or whatever.
Yeah.
We're so behind in so many areas, yet this is happening. It's just like research science, I guess maybe it just has the brains and the funding. Like why aren't we putting resources into all the other issues we have?
I think you hit it on the head though by saying funding. I feel like a lot of this science is currently only theoretical, but if you can come up with a convincing theory, you can get a grant or you can get funding for this idea. And like, let's be honest, in the last 2 years, we are way more willing to accept that they're powering computers with brains because of the advancements.
Well, I mean, think about even when we started this podcast, when we first mentioned the idea of the Neuralink thing, like that is freaky. That's so weird. And now it's a normal thing because a dude has it in his brain.
Is it just one guy so far?
I believe so.
Yeah. And it failed. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Oh, it did?
So the lines retracted, and so he has to go back in. Like, they can fix it, but he's...
That isn't the guy that was, like, dealing with addiction, right?
No, this is a different guy.
Got it. Yeah. But they're still doing stuff like that, though.
This guy dove into a pool or shallow water, broke his neck, and paralysis from the neck down. And so... But it's,
But something like what we're talking about, that's literally like a modern day lobotomy.
I know.
It's literally like we're going to scramble your brain and we don't know how this is going to affect you. And like, it's going to be something 50 years down the line. They're going to be like, why were we doing this?
Well, it didn't make any sense.
I'm fascinated with that kind of like, what are we going to look back now and just say this? Why did we ever think this was okay? Like there's certain things that we do in society. I wonder what those things are.
Yeah.
Eat fast food probably.
Yeah.
Oh, guaranteed.
It's already happening.
I'll never regret a Big Mac.
True that.
That literally should be their slogan. You'll never regret a Big Mac.
Dude, have you seen those like before and after pictures of the lobotomies?
They're horrible.
They're so terrifying.
I hate any type of study on that stuff. Dude, it's just sad.
It's so savage.
The Kennedy daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
horrible.
Terrifying, because I think she's not still alive, I don't think.
No.
I can't remember. But she was she was alive for a while by herself in a freaking institution, dude. That is a messed up family. That was wrong, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Super crazy. Mm-hmm. Lobotomies are so wild, man. But I would like, it would be nice to have, like, if that was an accessible thing, like where you could just go and experience certain things, but only be gone for a couple minutes. Like, I mean, imagine like traveling.
Yeah.
Like if you could actually experience, like, I can't afford to go to Japan in the winter, but, for $1,000,
Yeah.
I can have 2 years worth of experience in only 2 minutes.
It almost sounds like they're like tapping into like this lucid dreaming kind of thing.
That's true. Yeah. That it would be kind of like
which
that.
Which is a big no-no.
Which it's kind of funny how whenever we see all this AI videos, people always say it's very dream coded, you know, like all very feels dream. I wonder, is there a mixture? Because we talk about AI and all that stuff with being, you know, like demonic. Is that a possibility of opening into the realm of dreams, of other dimensions, into like...
That's where I was going.
Yeah, I think
that's definitely, it could be a connection.
It's scary.
It's freaky.
Messing with dreams and all that stuff.
I hate this trend about stopping memes with an AI. It's the scariest thing in the world.
Yeah, there's one that I saw the other day that I showed you that was the scariest one.
Yeah. They're so terrifying.
You gonna see it?
No.
People are getting so creative though with it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I hate it, but I love it, you know?
I have a book for you, Andy.
Okay.
I challenge you to read The Bell Jar. By Sylvia Plath.
Okay.
It's about all of this
Bell
stuff.
Jar?
Bell Jar? What are you talking about?
It was taking place during the time where it was like tons of institutional abuse and like lobotomies and all the stuff for just being, you know, a little out there. Spooky.
Boom. Just added it to my Spotify list. I love that Spotify has audiobooks for free.
Are they free? I thought you had to pay for them.
If you're on premium, there's so many that are free. Like almost every book on there is free. It's incredible. Changing my life. But you like to sit down and read. It's fine.
No, I have changed my tune.
Nice. You want to apologize?
I'm sorry.
To Andy a year ago?
I'm sorry, Andy. It is reading.
You want to apologize to Andy a year ago for anything?
Yes.
This is the time.
I'm sorry that a year ago that I embezzled a lot of money from multiple companies.
And you put my name down so I would get in trouble?
Yes, I am sorry for that.
But I didn't even know you did that.
Now you do.
Get out! IRS! Andy, I'm so sorry. It's a prank.
Or you could say, I'm so sorry that I made you burn all your clothes on my bachelor trip.
I would like to blame Josh for that, but that was purely my stupidity.
I think we talked about it before, but isn't it so weird that IRS agents have guns?
IRS agents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just dealing with taxes, but they give them guns.
I mean, what does IRS stand for?
I really shoot. Nice.
Why do they carry guns? Have you looked that up?
Nope.
Let me Google it. Let me just ask.
It was weird timing. It was like part of the pandemic. Somebody put out a headline. It was like, the United States just hired 80,000 new IRS agents and gave them all guns.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's like, what are we doing? But there's some people out there politically that are wanting to get rid of the IRS and the FBI.
Who is that?
D-O-N-A-L-D.
No, I don't know if Trump wants to get rid of the FBI. I think he may have talked about that, or maybe it's RFK that said that, which would make sense.
Yeah.
Very bad people.
That was good.
Andrew,
you're doing good, bud. Wow. He's just at home in the shower.
Beep-a.
Thinking about you and Josh.
I think I did it from really far back just in case.
It didn't land.
I was backing away. I was like, I'll see if I can do it.
That was good. Well done. Did you find anything?
No, it did say that they were authorized at one point to carry guns, so I don't know if it's a common thing.
I think it's pretty common.
Yeah, that's wild.
Speaking of not common things, too, by the time this comes out, everyone will know what happened, but we don't, so we're living in the past. Everyone watching this is living in the future. But do you hear about the Boeing astronauts?
I didn't know Boeing was involved in space.
They sure are, baby.
Anytime there's an aircraft to screw up, Boeing will be there.
No, but
hi, we're Boeing.
Speaking of Boeing screwing up aircraft,
oh no!
They sent this capsule that Boeing just created. They sent two astronauts to the International Space Station, which they're on it right now. But there's technical issues with the Boeing spacecraft to where they're like, we don't even know if we can get it back down to Earth. And so, like, the two astronauts are basically stuck on the International Space Station with no ride home. I guess now SpaceX is talking about going up and doing a rescue mission.
Cool.
But how terrifying.
Is it just the two of them? I thought there's
on the International Space Station? Yeah, there is. But, like, they were supposed to have a return flight back, because, you know, it's like all coordinated and calculated of like weather and patterns and like earth rotation, all that fun stuff.
So they got to hang out for a little bit.
Yeah.
That's a love story in the making.
They have an open schedule on the ISS until mid-August.
Whoa! And
so they have no return date set right now.
So maybe nothing did happen by the time they're watching this.
Who knows? August? Hopefully they can get this podcast in space. Dude, hey, if we could be the first podcast to be played on the ISS, that'd be the coolest thing.
Dude, that would be cool.
We got to figure out who did that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That would be cool.
I forbid it.
But apparently,
like, they're watching our podcast in space.
I forbid it. Yeah, astronauts are cowards.
I thought you guys wanted to go there.
They were a year behind schedule and $1.5 billion over budget.
Whoa!
On this project.
So you can do the math.
How are you 1.5 over?
You can do the math to get to space, but you can't do the math to keep to a budget.
I know.
Yeah. Or just figure out the correct budget.
Yeah.
To be 1.5 billion
off. That's not marginal. Like,
yeah.
Daddy, can I have another check?
Well, my buddy who does work for the space program, he talked about all the markups that they do on basic stuff, like the... So they'll get a contract, but they have to buy the items from the contractor, which would be just whatever government organization. But he's like a screw or a washer, which would normally be like 5 cents. It's like a $30 screw.
Everything's,
get real.
Because everything's like that. You know, our cat has kidney disease, and so I have to give her IVs like twice a week. It's like $30 for the IV bag. You know, it's the same thing that you're going to get in the hospital. But the hospital, if you go to the ER and get an IV, it's like hundreds upon hundreds of dollars for the same exact.
Yeah. Well, and where's all that money going? That's the thing. It's like all those overpriced things at NASA. It's like, you know, they have to put it under this category. This was expenses. Mm-hmm. But in reality, hey, we got to pay off this person. Hey, to have this launch date. Hey, to have this deal with this person. We got to.
You put an IV in your cat twice a week?
Yeah, subcutaneous fluid.
You don't?
Oh my gosh.
You don't do that?
That's hardcore.
That's why your cat's no longer there.
I've never had a cat.
Exactly, because you didn't put IVs in it for two times a week.
Have you seen that trend on TikTok where it's the meow, 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 meow. I think it's a Billie Eilish song, it's cats meowing, and they're playing it for the kids, and like the kids like always cry because they think it's sad.
Meow, meow, meow,
please,
meow.
Please, both of you do it. I want to see that.
That's like my that's like my Charlie Brown, like, you know, like that's the modern day of Charlie Brown, like the walking away sad song.
Yeah, yeah.
Womp womp womp. That's new.
That is funny.
Meow, meow, meow.
But regarding the Boeing whole controversy and stuff,
We got that. Don't go anywhere.
Okay. All right, go for it, Andy.
Hey guys, we hate to interrupt your wonderful podcast, but we got something special to tell you.
So special.
Yep, guys. Hey, listen, here at SundayCool.com. We're not only doing wonderful, super soft t-shirts, guys, we're also having a digital department that's producing the coolest and slickest stickers in the world.
Whoa. And hats.
What?
Those are done by digital.
Wow. It's incredibly affordable, and it's awesome because it's super customizable.
Yeah.
You don't like this hat? Guess what? We can buy any hat you want in the world, and we'll put some stuff on it.
Just go to SundayCool.com.
That's all you got to do. It's going to be a great time, an absolute blast, and we really appreciate every single person who goes to SundayCool.com. What's up? I don't hear anything.
What is that?
Where'd that come from?
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compensa Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Did I get you?
No. As soon as I saw you scroll and then it hit the bottom and then you scrolled back up, I'm like, he's not looking for anything.
Speaking of.
What? It's right here somewhere.
As soon as you say speaking of, I look at the time and I'm like, okay.
Got you again. Got you again. Truly incredible. I'm the greatest jokester. No one's better at breaker than me. I've seen it all. I've locked people in their lockers.
Google gaga, go Google gaga, bago.
That's a baby. Google gaga.
Google gaga. I'm a baby.
Change my diaper.
I pee and poop in my pants.
That was bad.
Biggest turds you've ever seen. I've seen the other babies. My turds are the biggest.
Wasn't that ad something?
I had so much fun on the ad.
Mm-hmm.
And then until disaster struck.
Yep. Yes.
Never forget.
So, yeah. Never forget.
Just add a clip of it.
Stop.
I love those. But it's like, there's TikTok trends where it's like, parenting in 2024. It's like, hey, Billy, I need you to really relax. Let's put down the knife, okay? All right, thank you. And then it's like, parenting in 2001. And it's like, Billy, could you... Oh my goodness, they just hit the Pentagon! Just no matter what, it is always...
It's so funny.
Just cut to people, a group of people crying around a TV watching the news.
You looked like Demi when you were talking.
Demi just got told she looked like me last night, and you could tell she was somewhat proud but also horrified.
She's like, really?
Oh, wow, really?
You really think
Ouch.
So? Okay.
I asked her, we were watching Pokemon.
Gotta work on my personality.
When she spent the night, I asked her if she would marry Kokoam or John Smith.
Yeah.
We were watching Pocahontas. And she said, John Smith, his butt is very squishable. That's what she said! She's
addicted to just the simplicity of just like, every time I go in the kitchen, she just pinches to Mom, to Pico, to Stella, all of our dogs. Even like, she's just
so squishable.
So funny.
But you know, did you forget that?
Did you not grab it?
The question card, no, question card, question card, literally, when the questions are fresh on your mind.
Welcome to the Lily Land.
Watch it. If you got a call saying that I had been arrested, what would be your immediate assumption of what I had done? And then let's do that to everybody.
Okay. This is perfect. So let's go Lily first.
Reckless driving.
I was thinking something with a car.
Reckless driving, like on purpose?
No,
or like she acts like, so acts like manslaughter. Like
just watch our TikToks while driving.
Stop it!
Like, do, 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 do.
Yeah,
just run over people.
I think
she's not denying.
No, she's not. Like, I could see it happening.
I do worry about it. Yours would be road rage.
No,
I would assume that.
Man, see, I'm trying to think.
You wouldn't instigate, but if someone got out of their car,
that's what it is.
And just wouldn't back down, you'd go to you'd probably be in the right, but you'd both go to get locked up.
You're a justice seeker. And if this person is out of line, you're going to want to put them back in place.
Mm. I would think I would go to jail for exposing something that I wasn't supposed to expose.
Indecent exposure?
No!
Oh!
Oh, that's... No.
Yeah. Get in trouble for exposing something I'm not supposed to. Maybe in a park, though. I don't know.
I do pee in my yard, though, so that makes sense.
That was so good.
That's really what I thought he was saying.
Because I didn't hear it that way at all. I knew what you were talking about.
Talking about, like, government stuff.
I get it. I see.
Exposing myself to the government.
Exposing to who? That is hilarious.
Hey, CIA, check this out.
I was going to guess like you're just like a public urination in like a Mormon temple or something like that. Like,
well,
because we would like in the middle of the night, if we had to stop and like there's a Mormon temple, you would jump a fence just to pee in it.
Definitely.
100%.
Yeah.
No disrespect. It's just a have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just so you pee every 10 minutes.
What does Andy get arrested for?
Tax fraud.
But he has no, idea he did it.
You guys realize you don't have to pay taxes?
Yeah. Andy, when was the last time you paid taxes? Where do you do that?
I send a check every year to the White House, $20,000. What am I supposed to do? That's how you pay it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 grand. I just cash in a briefcase.
Or accidentally like poisoning food. Like you're like cooking your big thing of beans.
Yeah.
You're not looking and like bleach just falls into it.
Oh my gosh.
Just Ratatouille, just screwing up my meals.
Yeah.
No, please.
Andrew, you would go to jail.
Trespassing.
Trash bashing.
Yeah, just to get the right wave.
Trying to catch a wave.
We did do
some
that.
Billionaires land.
Dude, they locked down the beaches during the pandemic.
Yeah, I know. That was...
We had a hurricane swell. I mean, I'm not joking. I lived in the Gulf, so if there's ceiling high waves that are clean, that's like, you know, maybe once a year. And so we sat there watching the lifeguards and the cops. We like timed their circuit and we knew if we could get out, they're not going to like swim out and get us. And so we like hid in the dark, waited for them to go by and got out, got a session, got back.
That's when you just get fake blood. You keep fake blood in your pocket. So whenever they're yelling, like, I was brought here by a shark. Oh, help me.
Dude, the dumbest thing was they closed the beaches, but they couldn't close the water. So if you knew someone with a boat, you could get dropped off by boat, but you couldn't cross the beach. And so that was the thing. If you were in the water, you'd be like, I swam from 20 miles away.
I'm from Cuba.
It is so, that was so backwards. It was so weird.
Like, I swam here, dude.
Dude, I swam from Cuba, dude.
Don't get arrest me.
This is international waters, dude.
Yeah.
Float on this.
Anyways, spot on. Yeah.
Yeah, trespassing.
I feel like Lily would snap at somebody if, like, they cut her, like, in a line or something at Walmart. Like, if they were, like, intentionally rude at you, I feel like that would make her snap.
Yeah.
On the right day, the right occasion, it's like Lily just strangled a dude in the middle of a Publix checkout line or something.
Yeah, I could see that, too.
With a plastic bag.
Dang.
This is what you get for cutting me in line.
These like degenerates have been doing road work by our house.
Okay. Lily, that is such strong language.
You're just civil workers, they, you know, servants.
This one lady, you know how they say like stop, go, stop.
Yeah.
Or stop and slow. She had it on slow. Okay. And I'm driving by and she goes, it says stop. I said, look at your sign. Look at your sign.
What'd she do?
She was like, one of these, you know.
Oh, yeah, so what? Yeah, so what? I said, but I said stop. Don't, this ain't for you.
Crazy.
So you will go to jail for road rage then?
That's not road rage.
Well, you are on the road.
And you were Rachel. And you get called degenerates. So you have
degenerates, though. They're children of God.
I know, sorry. Sorry.
Children of God can be degenerates, though.
Yeah, true.
It's not their identity. It's just who they are in the moment.
Mm. Hey, amen.
Amen, brother.
All right.
That'll preach.
Yeah, yeah. Andrew's got a reel and he's going to show us right now. Right now, right now, right now.
Hurt my leg.
You're a degenerate.
Stop.
These youths are degenerates.
Look at you shine.
Every now and then there's a clip that goes through my feed that just makes me angry. This is one of them.
Is this an angry podcast?
We're rageful.
We're rageful.
All right, everyone got it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait.
Sorry.
Everyone got it? Yep. Does that mean click on it? Nope.
I thought it was what I could pause it.
That's Instagram. You can't pause.
Okay.
This looks like it's going to be violent. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, well, it definitely is.
Very good. Very good.
Tap.
Just a normal stretch.
Oh, my gosh.
Look.
Bro.
Did he pass out?
The ref, he tapped. Ref doesn't do anything. And then he goes unconscious. The ref still doesn't do anything. Then he completely snaps his arm and the ref just stares at this happening.
I did not like watching any of that.
If you could hear...
That's the fighter's fault, too, as well. You don't... What? He's not fighting back at all. Yeah, you just lay there, hands on the ground.
I was thinking the guy unconscious. No.
No, the guy definitely...
But did you hear... broke his arm? His fault.
Did you hear stronger bones, bud!
Did you hear the corner? They're yelling, he's out, he's out, he's out, he's out, he's out. And literally the ref's just going...
That is insane.
I think that dude should go to jail for negligence on the job. That's just ridiculous.
Crazy.
That's a degenerate.
I hate bones breaking.
Yes.
That one gymnast, remember that rock climber I showed you? That jumped off the wall. The bone came out. And it had no warning on the video at all. It's like, oh, this rock climber jumps off on the ground, falls like 16 feet. His leg. I'm like.
For the longest time, I thought that our bodies were just us and we were just animating them, and I never thought about the fact that we're just bags of meat and bones and cartilage and organs and
you've talked
blood.
About this on the podcast before.
I know. I was I just cut a clip when he was and he says, like, because she was talking about AI or something, we were talking about the Skynet or whatever, the
Neuralink.
Yeah, Neuralink. And then she says, yeah, sorry, I don't like to think of myself as a bag of meat.
That's anyway. Funny, dude. Hold on, one more thing to Ninja Clan. It's just a photo. Have you guys seen this baseball player, Tyler Glasnow?
No way. This has to be fake.
It looks fake.
No way.
Oh.
That's a weird angle. But he does look like Cillian Murphy. There's a singer that's doing, they're called.
Call him Cillian?
Killian.
Killian, sorry. You
that,
guys.
That one's, this is fake. That has that's to be fake.
That's his face.
That's his face. That one doesn't really look like him.
That's what I'm saying. If it's a weird angle, that makes sense. But
I don't know, dude.
Have you seen these?
Crazy.
This band that looks a lot like Killian Murphy.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It's wild, right? Look at that. Looks a lot like Killian, yeah. Stop making sense.
All right.
No, dude, that's him. This is another photo of him from a different angle.
That's pretty wild.
A lot of people say I look like Killian Murphy as well.
I've actually heard that, too.
In the right light. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
A lot of people say I look like Barack Obama.
I think I said that when I first met you.
Yeah.
A lot of people say.
Mr. President?
Mr. President?
I'm like, what are you, dude, no. I'm Josh.
Wait a minute. You're getting the whole Barack, Josh thing? Yeah, sorry.
What are you saying?
A lot of people say I look like Jennifer Aniston. Shut up!
Who has said that?
Oh my goodness.
In what world?
Ooh, man.
You look better.
Say something nice.
I just did. You look better than Jennifer Aniston.
I think you look like Chandler. Not Chandler. I mean, what's the other? Joey?
Joey. Yeah, because R.I.P.
Man, why'd you have to bring that up?
Why did you bring it up?
I didn't. You had to remind everybody that he passed.
Did you know that there's an investigation?
Yeah, dude. It's getting crazy. Like, they're trying to figure out who supplied him with what. All of his signs. The Batman stuff.
They have one lady that they have proof of, like, emails or something that they haven't released her name yet.
Yeah.
I guess because, like, she's not fully convicted yet.
Yeah.
Obviously. But basically, he had a super crazy high dose of ketamine in him. Weird. But he was doing therapy, which involves ketamine for like depression and something.
It's withdrawal as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And they said that he had done it the week prior. He does it like once or twice a month, or he did. And they said that the ketamine in his system was like double to triple the amount. And like, but there's like these weird texts between this one lady that I think she's an actress in Hollywood. They obviously haven't released her name. So yeah, there's a weird,
weird
afoot.
Yeah. And his Instagram posts were always strange too.
Yeah.
Like consistently the whole week before he was talking about Batman. He's like, and then one of the captions was like, do you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh no, dude, I don't think we do. Super sad.
Super sad.
Totally forgot that he passed, but thanks for bringing it up, Josh.
Yep.
I'm so sad now.
Speaking of things that are sad, I learned a piece of history today. Never been told this or read it in my entire life. And it is crazy.
Time for a spooky history lesson.
It's regarding the Bushes.
Okay.
So George Bush.
Yeah.
George H.W. Bush. And then it's mainly about the father, or George H.W. Bush's father.
Yeah. Who was Prescott, the president?
Who was not.
Who was the president?
George H.W. Bush and George Bush.
Okay. Yeah. And this, the guy you're talking about is in the middle.
No.
He's grandfather. Grandfather of W.
Was president.
No.
No. No grand. It was two Bushes.
Listen.
The dad, the son, and then the grandpa was not.
Was not. His name was Prescott Bush.
Yeah, I got that. What's up?
The thing I learned today was of how Prescott Bush and multiple businessmen elites within the United States, J.P. Morgan, the Durant family, which is General Motors, DuPont family, which is the industrial family, they made gunpowder, the Remington family, potentially Henry Ford, I had a hard time finding whether or not, were forming an active coup to take over the U.S. government and convert it into a fascist state that replicated Hitler. Or the Nazi party.
No way.
Yes.
After World War II?
No.
Before.
Before.
Before. No way.
Yeah. Or before and during.
Yeah.
So, I guess before we got into the war. But
I can imagine that's a time where, I mean, because if the world is actually at war, that's probably a good time to attack or to build something, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially powerful families like them.
So basically, FDR was the president, and what he did was he implemented this act to where this was like right after the Great Depression or during it. He was basically going to tax the rich and tax these big corporations higher to subsidize for people that didn't have jobs. All these businessmen were like, hate that, don't want to do that. And so they formed this party called the American Liberty League. And basically, it got so far down the rabbit hole of them planning it that they had recruited 500,000 ex-soldiers that fought in World War One, and they had got this guy, his name was General Farts, what was his name?
General Farts?
General Smedley Butler.
No, okay. That's not real.
First of all, you just made a joke about him being Farts, and then that's his real name? That's great.
Smedley Butler. And he was a decorated he was a decorated war general, and so they're like, hey, come, this is what we're doing. We're forming this coup to where we are going to literally march these 500,000 soldiers to overtake the White House and implement martial law. And when we implement martial law, anyone that doesn't have a job, anyone that's unemployed, because this is during the Great Depression, they will go to these imprisonment camps and basically have to do slave labor. And anyone that opposed this party or this movement will be killed.
Whoa.
Can I
ask a question? Where did they get these 500,000 people?
They recruited these 500,000 soldiers because after World War One, they came back and they were promised a bonus by the U.S. government. And apparently they never got this bonus. So all these guys were like, well, yeah, we hate our government.
But the government always keeps its word.
Yeah, I know. But we this really one time they them. Didn't. Yeah.
I'm disappointed.
But General Butler, Smelly Butler.
Smelly.
He was basically, without anyone telling him to do this, when he was asked to be a part of this movement, of being the general of this army, mm-hmm. he agreed. But his whole intention was to find out who was behind this thing. And as soon as he found out about all these elites, J.P. Morgan, Henry Ford, Prescott Bush, he went to have a congressional hearing, a closed congressional hearing, and spilled the beans. This is what they're planning on doing.
Oh, and so everyone, he was a rat. So he infiltrated everything. Yeah,
or a spy, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Rat!
But but this is crazy. So he did that, and instead of these, because what they were doing was treason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what happened was when Congress released the notes of that meeting, they purposely left out all of like J.P. Morgan's name, all these dudes' names that were just like, and he's like, why aren't you putting their names in? Like, well, we don't want to release it yet until we gather more evidence. Almost every documentation regarding this hearing was destroyed. And instead of them being charged for treason, they apparently met with FDR. And FDR said, you guys can go scout free, but you have to get behind what I want to do with this new plan that I'm implementing.
Yeah.
And what I found interesting was after they agreed to that, a year later, we entered World War II.
Whoa.
So maybe there was a plan.
It was funding. Like, so he's like,
wow,
you guys don't overthrow me and we're going to go to war and you guys are going to profit off of the war.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened.
I'll make you some promises.
You think of like Henry Ford, yeah. General Motors, making all the military equipment. You had Remington, who was an arms manufacturer. You had the DuPont family, which manufactured gunpowder. And Prescott Bush, this is where it gets crazy. Prescott Bush was actively involved in money laundering Nazi money within the U.S.
What?
He was the director. What was it? Director and vice president of Union Bank, which was laundering Nazi money in the millions.
So, okay, break that down for me. So money from Nazis is being funneled into the government, like our U.S. government.
Not our government, but in this private bank, which is the Union Bank.
Got it.
And he was also the executive manager for a company called the Hamburg American Line, which was a cruise ship, basically.
You had me at Hamburg.
And what they would do is they would offer journalists a free ride and pay them to go to Germany to write pieces on Hitler that would help boost his image. And they also were caught bringing back Nazi spies into the U.S. on this Hamburg American line. But this bank didn't get dissolved until the 50s, I believe. At first, it was seized by the U.S. government in 1942 because it was the violation of the Trading with the Enemy Act.
Mm. Yeah.
But none of these guys were tried. And in fact, the U.S. government ended up liquidating the bank. And so all these people like Prescott Bush, they were basically bought out, even though that they were directly laundering money from the Nazis. And they gave him $1.5 million, which today is $18 million.
Zing.
And so it was just the beginning of this Bush empire.
Yeah.
And the Bushes were sued, I think in the early 2000s, the U.S. government and the Bushes were sued by two Holocaust survivors because it found out that Prescott Bush was involved with a engineer or a steel company and having Holocaust people. Sorry, I'm getting all blah, blah, blah. They had prisoners within Auschwitz manufacturing these steel industries. So they were profiting from
using them as workers.
They were profiting from slave labor in these concentration camps. And Prescott Bush was directly involved in that. And they sued the government and the Bushes for like $4 billion, I
think.
Nice.
Dude,
that's wild.
$40 billion.
That's craziness.
Yeah, this says George Bush's grandfather, the late U.S. Senator Prescott Bush, was a director and shareholder of companies that profited from their involvement with the financial backers of Nazi Germany. There are newly discovered files in the U.S. National Archives that a firm of which Prescott Bush was a director and was involved with the financial architects of Nazism.
Bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a dark history. That's some dark family history.
But the whole thing is, so Prescott Bush was involved in this political fascist movement. He was buddy-buddy with like a ton of Nazis.
Yeah.
And he was never tried for treason. In fact, he profited off of World War II, created his own Bush empire. Then years later, his son, George H.W. Bush, becomes president.
Crazy.
And then 8 years later, his son, George Bush, becomes president.
Yeah.
And so there's just a lot of weird stuff. And like the Bushes had a huge hand in like the creation of the CIA and running it and stuff. It's just like, what?
I'm wondering why these individuals are at the crux of so many crazy things. They're like always involved.
Yeah.
Dude, I was reading just the thing about from the 1800s, there was a family, and I'm looking at the lineage, but their last name was Clinton. It was a really wealthy family. And so it makes me wonder, dude, it's like the Clintons. It was just, I was reading about a family involved with a conspiracy or something in the 1800s. And so I wonder, you know, like it is strange how you see these families who continue to profit for generations. And you can cop it up to like, yeah, they were smart with their money. They were successful people, but also feels like there's some manipulation. There's a lot of
collusion. Well, it goes back to, remember when we talked about how every president is related to that one king?
Yeah.
It's like a bloodline.
It really is scary, dude.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's super weird.
The connection, it feels manufactured. It feels like, I don't know. Well,
but
like,
what's crazy, all the proof for this stuff was held in the Library of Congress or whatever.
Okay.
Or the Presidential Library. I forget what it's called. So one guy, an investigative journalist, heard rumors of this, and he's like, I got to get proof for this. And he went and read through just thousands of documents and found all of this stuff, all the involvement of all these elites.
So there's paperwork, everything that backs this up. Yeah. This isn't conspiracy. This is factual stuff.
Factual stuff.
Jeez, man.
Crazy.
Another weird fact, too, is that when George H.W. Bush ran for president, some of his senior campaign staff were confirmed Nazis.
Jeez.
So.
And his campaign staff.
20th century was messy, dude.
Dude.
That is crazy.
It's messy right now.
So apparently.
Humanity is messy.
Prescott was also from Yale. And
the Skull and Bones Club.
Skull and Bones. But The tale is that Bush's grandfather, Prescott Bush, and some of his buddies at Yale dug up the grave of Apache Chief Geronimo, removed his skull and femur, placing them in a glass case in the lobby of the tomb, the headquarters of the university's notorious Skull and Bone Society, back in 1917.
I've heard that.
Both Bush presidents were from Skull and Bones, and when George W. was going against, was it Kerry or Perry?
John Kerry.
Kerry. Kerry's also Skull and Bone, so whoever wins that election is of the same mind. I've literally frat brothers.
I've never heard that story, the Skull and Bones thing.
Oh, you haven't?
No, tell me more about this.
It's a fraternity club at Yale, right?
Yeah, it's Yale's fraternal secret society.
And it's basically like, it's creepy as heck.
You have to dig up bodies to
They just did that.
That's an alleged story.
But a lot of presidents have come from the Skull and Bones club, which a lot of members, too, are active members in the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
Jeez, so OP.
They're known for, like, weird rituals at night and stuff like that, too.
Dude, grave robbing, though?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
They do like, weird fraternal rituals, but it's just like, oh, this is just what we do. Just a bunch of frat boys
doing a seance,
killing goats and drinking their blood. I don't know.
Boys will be boys.
Open up. Delta Alpha.
Hey, come on, Bohemian Grove. It's just shower talk. Locker room talk. Come on.
Hey, man, pass me another Yingling. Let's go.
I was sickened.
Also, it's cool to kill the sheep over here.
I was sickened to see of how many businessmen, they did not give a crap about the American people, but just wanted to profit off of war. In fact, Rockefeller, who was one of the nation's richest men ever.
Yeah.
He had an oil company, and he sold $20 million worth of oil, which this is in the 30s or whatever.
Yeah.
Bonkers amount of money.
To the Nazi party.
Jeez.
And that's what funded or got them to where they could do all these air raids, take over, like do all the crazy stuff.
Literally just helping them.
Yeah. Just like, here you go. Here's $20 million worth of gas.
How is this not known?
That's what I'm saying.
How are we just going to like, listen, I mean, obviously, I was a kid when he was a president, but after president, I mean, you think he looks a lot better in light. George W. Bush, people are a big fan of him. He seems like a really great guy. But this, like, at that point, when you have that much history, it's like, can you just step out for a second? You don't have to be in the limelight. You don't have to be the president of the United States, unless it is made up, you know?
Yeah,
it's like Succession. They literally have, like, they have this group of people, rich people that come together in this retreat center, and they're literally talking about like how this is really basically where we pick the next president. And it's like the behind the scenes stuff of all these rich conglomerate families. It's like, that's,
is that in Succession?
Yeah, it's a part of it. Like, that's because they're just a huge multimedia company in New York City, and so they meet up, and literally that's how they say that's ran.
I know I didn't formulate that story super well because I just saw it today.
I followed along. That was great.
Yeah, it was great.
I was just blown away. The fact that
you were scared earlier. You looked at me like, I have something for the pod today, and actually it scares me.
Yeah, forget
to talk about it.
Forget storming the Capitol. Let's storm the Bush Ranch.
Well, we talk about like
not a chance. In Texas, not a chance.
We think about like what's happening now, and it's like, did this fascist party, did they just decide not to do it so bluntly? And so now they're taking this approach of we're just gonna plan it out for the long run.
Yeah, it's the same thing they do with surveillance. They get in trouble for something, and then they give you a cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was do you know what about WikiLeaks?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Like, okay, so I don't know exactly what got leaked and stuff like that, but I know it was a big deal.
A ton of classified stuff and all of Hillary Clinton's emails.
Do you see that guy who got released?
Yeah. What's his face?
Yeah, you were talking about last
Julian
night.
Assange?
Yeah, Assange.
Dude, you hear about how small his thing was? Like his
cell?
Dude,
yeah.
Microscopic cell, 23 hours a day, isolated for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That is torture, dude.
Yeah.
Straight up torture. What did he release? So he released Hillary Clinton's emails, whatever that was, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there other stuff? It was really classified stuff, but it was basically just exposed the U.S. government for all of its corruption.
Got it. So there was bad things that he wasn't supposed to like
oh,
things
yeah, yeah.
that could have put
it's classified
American
stuff
in danger. But also,
potentially.
Yeah, but then
mainly big politicians and companies in trouble too.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
it's so like that and Edward Snowden, dude.
Yeah,
should we commit treason right now?
I don't know,
guys. I have this document.
No, don't commit treason.
Please don't.
But yeah, I don't. It's just, that rattled my brain, dude. I'm learning more and more about stuff that we were never taught.
Yeah, dude.
Never taught. Like the fact that there was a 500,000, half a million soldier army that was forming a coup against our government.
Yeah. Consider why you were never
And they got caught.
Dude, that's scary.
By one guy, they got caught.
Yeah.
They were going to go through with it.
It's scary to think about. That's all it would take.
Yeah.
Is it would just take a huge army just to say, no, we run things now. Like, I mean, that's, you see those in movies, but I don't know how that would actually happen in real life.
Because, I don't think it takes an army anymore.
No?
I think they reveal that direct energy weapons are something they can fire off. And as soon as you start to assemble, they just blast something with a laser from space. And you're like, oh.
How scary would that be if it was just a direct, if it was like something that literally just, and they're like, hey, by the way, go look at, you know, Oklahoma City right now. And they're like, what's wrong? And then suddenly,
I mean, it's like, That's literally what happens in Star Wars. They reveal like the power of the Death Star.
Yeah.
Like,
say, you know, like, speak now, say your peace, and nothing will come harm to you.
I don't even think that an army would assemble, though. That's the thing. I think that the government has actually been successful with lulling us into this weird, like, energy. Like, I'm not going to go show up for a rally.
Yeah, well, you know, they keep us debating about things that don't matter. Like, we're arguing over gun rights.
Yeah, it's just
like, I have the right to carry my .22, and they're over there working on space lasers.
Well, the whole thing is if you keep a nation divided, they can't unite against a common enemy, right?
I bet we could find at least 500,000 people that have similar views to us, and we're not radical enough to do something like but we could, like, make a protest or something about how we're feeling. But one is the psychology of, I don't think I'm going to make a difference. I don't think this whole thing is going to make a difference. So why do it?
Mm-hmm.
The fluoride in the water is making us sleepy.
Two. Obviously, it's number two.
That's why I'm so groggy in the morning. Not because I'm not exercising, eating healthy food. It's because of the fluoride.
Did you tell him about what you said to the dentist? She's like, you need to start using fluoride in your toothpaste.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, what about mind control? She's like, what?
She asked me, she's like, are you really not going to use it? And I was like, I'll use it if you tell me.
So do you need a psych evaluation?
Let's get a psych eval in here.
Oh, you're one of those people. Okay.
Speaking of psych evaluations.
Tell me about it.
You hear something about an alien abduction?
We haven't talked about aliens in a while.
Yeah, I got two things about aliens.
Let's talk about them.
Well, one was this man who they're saying that there's physical proof of he was abducted by aliens.
Physical proof. Okay.
Yeah. And this man, I think he's an older man, but he sleeps with his iPhone in his pocket like this.
It's a very old man thing to do.
But he does it because he like listens to like music or something like going to bed.
Yeah.
And he woke up at like 5:55 or not woke up. He was like sweating and out of breath and like screaming at like 5:55. Ah! His wife woke him up. His heart rate was like through the roof, like it's crazy, and thought he was having a heart attack. His blood pressure was up, so they called 911. There's no other signs that he was in distress except he was like manic, like covered in sweat. And then he looked at his phone, and at like 5:35, it said like on his health app, it said that he went up 6 stories, and it did his like heart rate and stuff, and it says you went up 6 stories and back down within like 15 minutes. And he lives in a 2-story home asleep, but it was like 20 minutes before he woke up freaking out that his phone says, oh, you went up 6 stories.
Hey, you were elevated at this moment.
And you came back down.
Dude, that
and
is...
He talked about it. It felt like he like went through the ceiling and came back.
Yeah. Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, these health apps they're working out.
Yeah,
they really are working out. Those are good things to have.
I know.
That is so crazy. I was just talking. Have you heard of the Karen Reed case?
No.
Oh, you're going to love it. I'll send you a video. It gives you like a 20-minute recap, but it's basically the next Lacey Peterson case. So this husband dies, right? And he's found outside in the snow bank at 6 in the morning dead, right? His wife dropped him off at his buddy's house, who's also a police officer, MMA fighter, really big buff dude. They have a German Shepherd, all that stuff. But they're saying, like, they're trying to pin it on her because they found him dead the next morning. They're saying she ran him over. They got in a fight. They were aggressive and whatever. And then she goes home and then comes back later that day and says, oh, I found him. But in reality, she's saying, no, I had nothing to do with this. I saw him go inside that house. And they're like, the friends in the house were like, no, he never came in. She's like, I saw him go in. I watch you. She thinks something's up with them because all these things are happening. She's the only person, but when they're literally in court right now, the jury is deciding.
Whoa.
And so, but that there's a health app on his phone that they went back and checked after he died, that after the time he was dropped off, it says that he was elevated for the rough amount of 3 flights of stairs. That home has 3 flights of stairs. And so it's literally saving this, like this case is this health elevation app, you know, the health app, but it's wild. But yeah, you have to look into it, 'cause it's crazy, 'cause she's being under trial right now. And the friend texted
the search history.
Oh yeah. The wife inside the house literally deleted a Google search that says how long to die in the cold.
How long did it take to die in the cold?
Yeah. It's just like, this is open shot. Come on. What are we doing? It's just like Casey Anthony over again.
I know.
But you said it involves the police force, right?
Yeah, but because they're both cops. And so the guy inside, the big F-buff MMA boxer, he's a huge cop too. And cops, I was doing a ton of research last night, just reading through the comments and going through other videos. And it's just, they're pressing like just how much cops hate prison. They will avoid prison as much because like you find out you're a cop and there's a bad deal. So if something happened, maybe they got in a fight, they were out drinking, they obviously were. And so it's like a fight happens, there was bites and stuff that's that looks a lot like a dog bite. They have a German Shepherd. And so all of this is happening, and like everyone's like saying, no, she did it. And she's like, I'll hire anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody you want to prove that I didn't do it. Like I literally like show you. They have Ring camera footage, everything. It's wild.
Whoa.
Yeah, you'll have to check it out.
Dang.
Check it out. Check it out.
So are you saying sleep with your phone? Because I thought that was bad for you.
Apparently. Radiation's good.
Apple put out you should not sleep with your phone next to your head while you're charging it.
No. What?
That's good because my charger's right above.
They say don't
head.
Charge your phone by your head while you're sleeping
because
the amount of radiation it puts out.
Well, I don't do that, but thank goodness. Golly, dude. I wonder how much of a distance do you have to be?
I don't know.
I've been doing that for like 3 years.
That's scary. Because think about how many kids just sit down and like be on their parents' phone or iPad while it's plugged in.
Yeah.
Like literally just holding it up to their face.
Sucking in all that radiation, baby.
All right.
Dude.
Demi does have like a third eye coming up right here. Zola has a tail. It's weird.
Dude, I need to get just like one of those like flip phones and like leave this here and like work on it, but just take a like dink of a little phone home.
Yeah.
Alan Beavers has got one of those.
Does he?
Those dumb phones. It's kind of cool, honestly. It's just text and phone. That's it. Like, I love that.
Dude, I think that's why I like the water so much. Like, whether paddleboard or going for a surf is because I'm literally completely detached.
Dude, get detached from society.
Get in nature.
I guess I didn't save the video, but remember how it was a couple weeks ago we were talking about microwaves and like the radiation that comes from them?
Yeah.
This one guy had one of those.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call them.
Make the noise.
Like a radiation
Geiger counter.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
And it was like a pretty new microwave. And he's like, you have to see this. And he like hits go and it's microwaving food. And he gets up there and he's like, and he's like 5 feet back and it's still doing it. And he's like, there's literal radiation coming out of the microwave. And so we are kind of onto something, like leave the room while you're microwaving something.
I know, but what about we should just throw it away.
How are we going to make popcorn?
Air fryer.
Air fryer.
Can you air fry popcorn? Surely you could.
We could buy the old fashioned popcorn and put it in a pan.
Yeah.
Bro, you can get a radiation monitor off Amazon for like $40.
Let's test it.
Yeah.
I'll get one.
It just goes off in here. It's just like, that's why we're having so many crazy conversations.
This thing is like Chernobyl.
What would you do if we found a tap in here?
A tap?
A bug.
Oh.
What would you do?
I'd be validated as heck.
If we were just we're just taking down the pictures and there's like literally just a wired tap.
What did happen to the camera in here?
It fell. Like a month or so ago, and I just didn't put it back up.
Oh, it's like a year ago almost.
Yeah, that's true. The alien thing, I'll save it for next week because there's a lot of information regarding it, but it's about the Vegas aliens. Remember Vegas. That?
Oh, yeah, the body cam footage.
It was like a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Remember that? The thing crashed in the yard.
And they're like talking about it.
A lot of stuff came out regarding that, and they've actually done investigations into it.
I was going to say, because someone like commented, they're like, hey, you need to look into Las Vegas UFOs. And I was like, we already covered that.
Yeah,
but no. I'm like, apparently there's more stuff now.
There's more stuff, and I'll talk about it next week.
And we still have not got an answer for Miami aliens.
No.
That was a crazy thing that just happened on the January 1st, was it?
Yeah, and it lasted for like, what, a week?
Yeah, 100 cops.
We don't have to talk about it anymore.
That's what I'm talking about.
Look at this over here. Guys, Everyone, look over here.
Is it human nature that makes us forget so quickly, or is it fluoride?
I don't think it's those two things. Only those two things.
It's an evolution. Like,
it has to be either or.
It's an evolutionary process that we repress trauma to get through.
And so, attention span.
I mean, a little bit, but also there's 100% with news media. Like, they're like 100, like if there's not something covered, they're going to push something
distract,
else.
It's, distract.
Yeah, like it's
both. Yeah.
Yeah, we're so short-spanned right now where it's just, we don't care.
We're consuming, like, we just too move much. On.
Yeah. Because new crazier things are happening each week where it's like, which one do we pay attention to?
Yeah.
You kind of have to be like whatever is like the most talked about on the news.
Yeah.
Try to look at what's happening that's not being talked about at the current state, you know, current day.
I love that guy on TikTok. He's like, hey, you hear the news? And he's like, oh yeah. Like, that, like, and he says that I think everyone's talking to me. He's like, oh no.
You know, he said he wants to come on the podcast.
No way.
Yeah.
Let's get him on. Why not? He does probably a ton of conspiracies.
Yeah. He's a guy on TikTok.
Oh.
He just talks about like, hey, here's what the news talking about. I was like, actually, did you hear about this though? And so it's like constantly like ton of like really weird stuff, obscure things that he finds.
He had almost 1 million followers on TikTok and his TikTok got deleted.
Wow.
And so he made a second one. He's like, no warning, just deleted everything.
That'd be so sad.
And it's like, well, probably because he was talking about something you shouldn't talk about.
I know. Look at what you had most recently posted and that'll tell you.
So we should start a second channel.
We should.
And then have those people on that channel and tell everyone to go there.
Yes.
We probably should have a backup channel. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude. Love it, though.
Crazy stuff.
USA.
I have to commend you because you're talking about things that don't show up on Jerry News for a whole week after you talk about them.
Thanks.
I don't know who your source is, but you're lickety split.
CIA. We're plants, guys. Mm-hmm. Guys,
I work with Dylan Page now.
That would be the smartest thing the CIA could do.
Is that how you bought that truck?
Full on podcast like this that feels very authentic, very real, but 100% is planted. I mean, it would make sense.
Everyone watching this right now, like
Andy, it does make sense.
What are you guys doing?
Just the camera quality goes like through the roof. Suddenly, the lighting's amazing.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It wouldn't take much. Like, you see that guy that's on Rogan that people are like, he's former CIA. They're like, he's still CIA.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's no such thing as former CIA.
Yeah.
So it's like he goes on Rogan every once in a while just to clear things up, plant a few seeds. Ever think about this? So we can just go down that rabbit trail.
Misinformation, baby, which we probably give out a lot of misinformation. But we try. We're just normal people that don't work for a government agency.
Just a bunch of dummies that want to make jokes that definitely don't work for an FBI.
If I was in the CIA, would I do this?
Hold on. I thought you were going to do the robot dance again. Or the wave. Remember that? Remember when you used to do all that?
Oh, yeah. We've changed.
We've changed. We've grown. We've sold out.
Guys, two more episodes.
Next week, Andrew's birthday!
Andrew's birthday!
So come ready. You got to sit down next week to sit down and listen to the podcast. You have to eat either raw fish during or wear a Hawaiian shirt.
Or a spam musubi.
Yeah. So take a selfie with your Hawaiian shirt
and take a video of you dumping out milk into your sink.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a big dairy protest.
Yeah.
Dude, we should anti dairy day. Is Andrew's birthday? Like, no one eats dairy that day.
Let's do it.
Oh, hard.
All right, guys.
And the week after that,
100 episodes.
Yes, sir. Woo-hoo! And we're gonna have an astronaut. We're interviewing an actual astronaut, guys.
Yep.
That's been to space.
Did we tell you that?
You did, and I'm just so excited.
It's a big deal. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. And some of you guys probably already know the name, but you'll have to see 2 weeks from now.
It's going to be great. And then he's going to reveal, he says he's going to reveal a lot of secrets that he's actually never told anyone.
I'm excited.
Yep.
It's going to be a great
episode
time.
Episode 100.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But right after this conversation, what are we going to do?
Patreon.
Patreon.com/ninjas are butterflies. You get exclusive, never before seen footage via behind the scenes. Half episodes that we've been launching for almost a year now. Mm-hmm. So there's episodes that you've never even seen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be giving away in a couple, you know, in maybe in next month or so, depending on Patreon, they're doing some upgrades. We might be gifting some people some Patreon memberships.
Yeah, we can do that now.
That's cool.
It's going to be great. So go there. You get discount codes for merch. We're dropping a new hat soon. It's going to be great. Yes! Make sure to like and subscribe to this video right now before you leave. Subscribe because it helps the algorithm. Comment. Do whatever you want.
Give us. Did you already say 5 stars?
No, I didn't. Left it for you.
Give us 5 stars on Spotify and Apple.
Yes.
Baby.
Please. And if you need any custom merch whatsoever, go to SundayCool.com. We love taking care of you guys. So stickers, hats, shirts, whatever you want. Let us be your man.
Let us be your man.
I'll be your lady.
All right, guys. Love you. See you on Patreon.
And you'll be my man. Because I'm your lady. The greatest hits. Voices of a generation.
Oh, all right.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures.
Has it entered your mind?
You learn martial arts!
Ha! Ninjas are dead!
How am I supposed to live
without you? Old Mr. Beast.
Hey?
All right!
Patreon.